Welcome to our deep dive into all these AI advancements that came out from October 21st, 2024. You've given us quite a mix here. We got some breaking news, research papers, even a story about AI sabotage. But we're going to break down all this stuff and figure out what it really means for you.
It feels like a really pivotal moment for AI. We're not just seeing incremental progress anymore, but like a fundamental shift in what AI can do and who has access to it.
Well, let's start with the biggest news of the day. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella. He announced that computing power is doubling every 6 months. That's twice as fast as Moore's Law. And he says it's all about tokens per dollar per watt now. I don't really know what that means. Could you explain it to us and tell us why it matters?
Sure. So tokens per dollar per watt, it's a way of measuring how efficiently AI can learn from data. It's kind of like, miles per gallon for a car, but instead of fuel efficiency, it's about how much knowledge an AI can gain for a given amount of computing power and cost.
Oh, okay, I see.
And this rapid increase in efficiency, this means we can develop more powerful AIs faster and cheaper than ever before.
So it's not just about faster chips, it's about entering a whole new era of AI development, and it's all fueled by this efficiency boost.
That's exactly right. And this has huge implications for the future of AI. Remember OpenAI's Noam Brown?
Yeah.
Well, he stated that the more computing power you give an AI, the better its reasoning abilities become. And with computing power skyrocketing like this, we're potentially on the brink of AIs that can solve problems that, until now, have been way too complex for any AI.
Wow. Okay. So we got AI developing at warp speed. What are some of the areas where we are seeing the biggest impact?
Well, let's take healthcare, for example. Researchers at UCLA have developed an AI called SLIVVIT, and this thing can analyze 3D medical scans 5,000 times faster than human experts, and get this, with the same level of accuracy.
5,000 times faster. That's incredible. Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. And what's even more remarkable is that it doesn't need mountains of data to learn. This makes it much more accessible to hospitals and clinics all over the world, not just the ones with tons of money.
This brings us back to what Nadella said about computing power. When you combine that with the speed and efficiency of AI like SLIVVIT, it feels like we're about to see a revolution in healthcare.
You got it. And we are also seeing these advancements in other fields too, like image and video analysis. Meta just released a bunch of new AI models, including SAM 2.1, which can do image segmentation.
Image segmentation, what exactly is that? And why should our listeners care about it?
Okay, so imagine an AI that can perfectly isolate objects in an image, kind of like, a super powered Photoshop tool. But instead of just editing photos, it can be used for things like separating a tumor from healthy tissue in a medical scan, or identifying a specific product in a warehouse full of other products. It can even analyze footage to track the movement of objects or people.
I get it. So it's not about pretty pictures. It's about giving AIs a deeper understanding of the visual world.
Exactly. And what's really interesting about Meta's approach is that they are making all of these advanced tools open source. That means that anyone can use them.
Really?
Anyone. Yeah, so now smaller companies and independent developers, they can compete with these giants like Google and Microsoft. This could lead to way more diversity and innovation in AI.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. So we've got all these great advancements happening in healthcare and image analysis and this push towards open source AI. But there's also a concerning side of this story, right? I mean, that story about the ByteDance intern accused of sabotaging an AI project, that is pretty scary. Makes you wonder just how vulnerable are these increasingly powerful systems?
It's definitely a reminder that the more sophisticated AI becomes, so do the potential threats. We need to be much more proactive about addressing potential vulnerabilities.
Yeah, and it feels like we're in a race against time. We are developing these powerful tools, but we also need to make sure that we can control them and prevent them from being used for bad purposes.
Right, and there are some researchers working on this. Anthropic, for instance, they have developed tests that are designed to find any potential sabotage capabilities in AI. Now, they haven't found anything to be worried about yet, but these risks need to be taken seriously.
So it's like we have this incredible potential for AI to do good, but we also have these risks that we need to address. It feels like we're in totally uncharted territory.
That's true. And that is why it is more important now than ever to have open and honest conversations about AI and the ethics of it. We need to be proactive, not reactive, when shaping the future of this technology.
You're right. And speaking of the future, what about Apple? They have been pretty quiet about AI, but Tim Cook finally spoke up about it. He said that Apple is aiming to provide the best user experience, even if they are late to the game.
It's interesting that Apple is focusing on the user experience. They plan to release Apple Intelligence very soon, and it's expected to put a big emphasis on privacy and security. That could be a big selling point for people who are worried about data protection.
Especially with all the concerns about data privacy. Maybe Apple's approach will work well with users looking for a more trustworthy AI. What do you think?
I think it might. It'll be interesting to see how they are able to balance their commitment to privacy with the need for data to train and improve their AI.
Good point. And it's not just about software. Apple is also integrating AI into their hardware, like the AirPods Pro, getting clinical-grade hearing aid features. This is a great example of how AI can improve real-world health outcomes in ways we never even thought of.
It really shows just how versatile AI is. It has the potential to impact our lives in big and small ways.
This all comes back to the speed of AI development. We're seeing breakthroughs in healthcare, new tools for creativity and communication. Even companies like Apple are jumping in. But we also have these concerns about security, ethics, and the potential for misuse. It's a lot to think about.
It really is. It's an exciting but challenging time to be involved in AI. It brings up a lot of important questions. What are your thoughts on these developments? What are you most excited about? What concerns you? So, you know, as we keep going deeper into all this AI stuff, there's something really important that we need to talk about. Something that often gets ignored when everyone is excited about new models and fancy features, and that is efficiency.
Oh, yeah, you're right. All this incredible AI progress. It does come at a cost, and it's not just about the money. We're talking about the massive amounts of energy that it takes to train and run these powerful AI systems.
Exactly. The energy consumption of AI, especially those big language models, it's been a big worry for a lot of people. But there is some new research coming out that might provide a solution.
Really? See, this is what I love about these deep dives, those little aha moments when we discover something that's truly groundbreaking. So tell me, what is this new research?
So researchers, they have developed a new algorithm. It's called ELML. And they say that it can reduce the energy consumption of AI by up to 95% for certain tasks.
95%.
Wow. And get this all without sacrificing any accuracy. So basically, imagine running those huge language models using just a tiny fraction of the energy they use right now.
That sounds amazing. Is this like the big breakthrough we've been waiting for? Could this be the answer to making AI more sustainable?
Well, it's definitely a big step in the right direction. But, you know, it's still early. We need more research and real-world testing to see if it actually works long-term and if it can be used with different AI systems. But if it does live up to all the hype, it could be a game-changer for how sustainable AI can really be.
You know, and if you think about it, when we connect this back to all those rapid advancements in computing power we were talking about earlier, this could mean that AI progress will become even faster without harming the environment. That's pretty exciting.
It is exciting. It makes you think about a future where AI is not just powerful, but also responsible, you know, working together with our planet instead of against it.
Yeah, that's great. So we spent a lot of time talking about the big picture of AI, like how fast it's developing, what it can do for healthcare, and the whole thing about security and ethics. But what about everyday people like us? Are there any new developments that will actually impact our lives?
Absolutely. One of the biggest trends we're seeing is how AI is becoming more accessible to everyone. There are now all sorts of tools that allow people to use the power of AI in their everyday lives. And these tools are made to be easy to use, even if you don't know anything about computer science.
That's cool. Can you give us some examples? I'm curious to know what kind of things we're talking about here.
Sure. One example is these new AI-powered mind mapping tools. So imagine you're trying to brainstorm ideas or organize your thoughts, and AI can actually help you do that.
Yeah.
These tools can help you visually map out your ideas, connect different concepts, and even come up with new ideas based on what you've already put in. It's like having a brainstorming partner who's also a computer.
Wow. That could be really useful for students or writers or anyone who needs to, you know, think creatively. What other tools are out there?
Well, there are also these interactive AI and machine learning apps. They're designed to teach people about these complex concepts in a way that's easy to understand. They use things like hands-on experiments and visualizations to break down topics like neural networks and machine learning. So now anyone can learn about the basics of AI.
That's amazing. It's like turning a really complicated subject into something fun and engaging, like learning while playing a game or something.
Exactly. And that's the key. We need to make sure that everyone has access to AI education, not just people who are already experts. And these tools are helping to make that happen.
So it seems like AI isn't some futuristic fantasy anymore. It's becoming a part of our lives, from the apps we use to the way we solve problems. It's really exciting to see how these tools are giving people the power to learn, create, and innovate with AI.
Yeah, I agree. It's a really exciting time. And I think this trend of AI becoming more accessible, it's only going to continue. We'll see even more innovative tools and applications popping up all the time.
You're probably right. It sounds like AI is about to have a massive impact on pretty much every aspect of our lives, from changing healthcare completely to giving people new tools for creativity and learning. The possibilities seem endless. But we have to be careful too, right? We need to be aware of the risks as well.
You're absolutely right. We need to be mindful of the ethical implications, focus on security, and really have open and honest conversations about how to use AI in a way that benefits everyone.
Okay, so a lot to think about. This deep dive has given us a really good overview of where AI is right now and the challenges and opportunities that are coming up. What are some of the main takeaways you'd want our listeners to think about?
Well, I think it's important to remember that the future of AI, it's not set in stone. It's being shaped by the choices we make every day. We all have a responsibility to be informed, to ask questions, and to make sure that AI is developed and used in a way that reflects our values.
So we've talked a lot about the challenges and the risks of AI, but I'm curious, what excites you the most about the future of AI?
Well, for me, it's the potential. The potential for AI to help us solve some of the biggest problems we're facing, you know, like finding new cures for diseases or fighting climate change or even creating a more sustainable world.
That's a great point. But, you know, as you said earlier, there's always that flip side, right? What if AI makes inequality worse? What if it takes away jobs? What if it gets into the wrong hands?
Those are all legitimate concerns, and we can't ignore them. We need to make sure that AI is developed in a way that benefits everyone, not just a select few. It's about thinking about the ethics, putting safety measures in place, and making sure everything is transparent and accountable.
So it's a tough balancing act. We need to use AI's power for good, but also prevent the potential harm it could cause.
Exactly. It's not about just accepting every new thing that comes out. We need to be informed, engaged, and involved in shaping how AI develops. And that means asking questions, demanding answers, and holding those who are creating this technology accountable.
Okay, so as we wrap up this deep dive into AI, what's the one key takeaway you want our listeners to walk away with?
The future of AI is not set in stone. It's being shaped right now by the decisions we make as individuals, as a society, and as stewards of this technology. It doesn't matter if you're a tech expert or just someone who cares about the future. It's important to stay informed, to be a part of these discussions, and to make your voice heard.
That's a great point. It's an exciting time to be alive watching this technology change the world right before our eyes. And as we've seen in this deep dive, the future of AI is really in our hands. Let's work together to create a future that we can all be proud of.